Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is October 3rd, 2021, and this is episode 38, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book, The Speed of Trust, The One Thing That Changes Everything by Stephen M. R. Covey. This audible book will teach you that trust is the one thing that we all need to keep things moving smoothly. There is one thing that is common to every individual, team, family, organization, nation, economy, and civilization throughout the world. That one thing, if removed, will destroy the most powerful governments, the most successful businesses, the most thriving economy, the most influential leadership, the greatest friendship, the strongest character, and the deepest love. On the other hand, if developed and leveraged, that one thing has the potential to create unparalleled success and prosperity in every dimension of life. Yet, it is the least understood, the most neglected, and the most underestimated possibility of our time. That one thing is trust. Trust is something that you either have or don't have. And if you don't have it, there is nothing that you can do about it other than earn it. Trust brings about confidence. The opposite of trust is distrust or suspicion. When you trust people, you have confidence in their integrity and their abilities. When you distrust people, you will always be suspicious of them. Trust will always affect two outcomes, speed and cost. When trust goes down, speed goes down and the cost will go up. But when trust goes up, speed will also go up and the cost will come down. The first wave of trust is called self-trust. Do I trust myself? Am I a person that others can trust? Many of us don't follow through on the goals we set or don't keep the promises that we made to ourselves. Many people set New Year's resolutions, but only 8% of people keep them. Many people think of integrity when they think about trust. Integrity means honesty. Trust also aligns with intent. Trust grows when our motives or our intent is straightforward. When we develop trust in ourselves, others develop trust in us. When we show confidence, we also bring about trust. When people are competent, people are confident. When people are confident in their abilities, this brings about trust. The second wave of trust is relationship trust. Relationship trust is all about consistent behavior. It is about learning how to interact with others in ways that increase trust and avoid acting in ways that destroy it. The quickest way to decrease trust is to violate a behavior of character. The quickest way to increase trust is to demonstrate a behavior of competence. Treat people as you like to be treated. When you treat people good, they will treat you good. In order to receive trust, you first have to give trust. Listen first. Listen first means to listen to yourself, to your gut feelings, to your own inner voice before you decide, before you act. When you make a commitment, you build hope. When you keep a commitment, you build trust. The third wave of trust is organizational trust. What is the difference between a high trust organization and a low trust organization? In a high trust organization, information is shared openly. Mistakes are encouraged as a way of learning. People talk amongst each other and confront real issues. People share credit abundantly. Transparency is a practice value. There is a high degree of accountability. In a low trust organization, information is hoarded. Mistakes are punished and not allowed. People talk about each other instead of talking to each other. Non-transparency is encouraged and everyone in an organization is kept in the dark. Only join organizations of high trust. The fourth wave of trust is market trust. Market trust is all about brand or reputation. It is a feeling you have that makes you want to buy products or services or invest your time or money and recommend a product to others. A brand is trust with the customer. The first marketing brand of trust is integrity, having value that people can believe in and trust. The second marketing brand is intent. Does my brand demonstrate good intent? The third marketing brand is capabilities. Do people associate our brand name with quality, excellence, continuous improvement, and the ability to change to maintain our relevance in the marketplace and the global economy? The fourth marketing brand is results. Is my brand associated with results? Do customers feel that we deliver what we promised? Would people recommend our product or service to others? The fifth wave of trust is trustworthiness. That which is most personal is most generous. Trustworthiness begins in the first wave of trust and flows outward in our relationships, in our organizations, and in the marketplace to fill society as a whole. Nothing is as fast as the speed of trust. Nothing is as profitable as the economics of trust. Nothing is as relevant as the pervasive impact of trust. And the dividends of trust can significantly enhance the quality of every relationship on every level of your life. Extending trust to others rekindles the inner spirit, both theirs and ours. It touches and enlightens the innate propensity we all have to trust and to be trusted. It brings happiness to relationships, results to work, and confidence to lives. It is all about the speed of trust. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a super solid 5 for providing 5 ways to increase the speed of trust. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.speedoftrust.com for more information about the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development and a free, did I say free? Yes, free 30-day trial of Audible Plus, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com to sign up today. If you would like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. Shout out to Johnny for donating to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. Thank you very, very much. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.